from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Henrico's school board will meet tomorrow. A local shopping center changes hands. And your chance to take a trip down the James River. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. It's brought to you today by Pain-Free RVA.
And now for the news.
Henrico's school board is set to vote tomorrow on a proposal to allocate about $14 million in federal grant funds to certain school programs for the coming school year, with about $11 million designated for Title I programs. Those programs are designed to improve the academic achievement of disadvantaged students. The funding would support instructional coaches at Title I schools, also the division's McKinney-Vento program for homeless students, and other initiatives. Title I programs in the county are projected to receive about $1 million less in funding than in the current year, according to school system estimates. The board also will receive feedback from its 2024 community survey, which was completed by students, parents, and staff members in February, and it will review changes to student fees, including plan to reinstate summer academy fees that had been covered by pandemic recovery funds. The work session tomorrow begins at 2:30 p.m. It'll be followed by a 6:30 p.m. monthly meeting. State Senator Skyler Van Valkenburgh of Henrico and his staff will host a mobile DMV services event at the Tuckahoe Library on Friday from 9:45 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Officials will be joined by the DMV Connect team, along with representatives from the offices of Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, and State Delegate Rodney Willett. At the event, DMV will be offering a number of services, including driver's license and real ID cards, titles and registrations, disabled parking placards, address changes, and vital record documents. Walk-ins are welcome, but previously scheduled appointments will take priority. You can book an appointment at appointments.dmv.virginia.gov. The James River Association is offering guided river trips for people to enjoy the river while learning about its wildlife, history, and natural resources. The trips are open to the public. They are designed to offer unique opportunities for participants to support the organization while also engaging with the river. There are several different themed trips planned. You can learn more by visiting thejamesriver.org. Richmond BizSense reported that the Gaten Crossing Shopping Center in Henrico's Far West End has been sold to a Baltimore investment firm. Continental Retail Corporation purchased the bulk of the shopping center for $22 million. The deal does not include the Kroger building or the Wells Fargo branch at the shopping center. And in this week's Henrico Small Business Spotlight, we take a look at Wagon Brewery, which opened in the Far West End back in October. You can learn more about the motivation behind the location right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. And a quick note, there will be no Henrico News Minute tomorrow or Friday. I'll be out of town, but hope you all have a great end to your week, and we'll see you right back here Monday morning. Is pain an uninvited house guest disrupting your life? It's time to call Pain-Free RVA and Dr. Joseph Capri. Dr. Capri offers the best blend of chiropractic, massage, and physical therapy focused on each patient's specific needs to help provide long-lasting relief. In fact, he boasts an 88% success rate in getting patients out of pain and back to their lives in just 3 visits. Text Dr. Capri at 804-596-5232 or visit painfreerva.com. If you're in pain, get it to go away at Pain-Free RVA.